The government and the Sweden Democrats say they've agreed on a solution aimed at stopping more so-called teen deportations. This concerns young adults whose parents have the right to stay in Sweden but who themselves don't meet the requirements for their own residence permit when they turn 18 and therefore have been told they must leave Sweden. The government and the Sweden Democrats have now agreed on a legislative proposal to raise the age threshold from 18 to 21 before someone's assessed as being an adult. Migration Minister Johan Forssell calls the proposals fair and sustainable while stressing that it's not an amnesty. To hear more about the proposal, go to our homepage radiosweden.se. The Swedish Public Health Agency has issued new advice for parents on how they use their mobile phones around their children. Parents should put away their mobile phone when they're together with their child and introduce screen-free zones in their homes that also apply to the adults, the agency says. The agency issued the advice after a review of the research on how parents' use of digital media affects their children. Men in managerial roles take significantly shorter parental leave than women in comparable jobs, according to a new report from the Albright Foundation. According to its CEO, it's clear that men's time at home with children decreases when they become bosses. The median number of so-called dad days taken during a child's first 3 years drops from 135 days to 92. For women, the figures don't show the same decrease when they become managers, according to Statistics Sweden. And finally, there are still disruptions on the Stockholm Metro due to a signal fault on the red line between Gamla Stan and Slussen stations. Experts have been flown in from Germany, but the fault still hasn't been fixed. SL had hoped the problem would be solved by Monday morning, but that didn't happen, Swedish Radio P4 Stockholm reports. Those were Monday's headlines. To hear more news from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great evening.